afternoon, everyone. This is Alexander Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today's recording is for June 23rd, 2015. This is a very, very important week. Everyone knows that. This is the summer solstice, and there are a lot of things going on behind closed doors, especially things to do with the government. So today we're going to talk a little bit about that with Tori Smith. Before I dive into that, I would like to remind everyone to check out the blog. It runs 365 days a year. It is gratis, meaning free, free, free. You can access it anytime you want around the world. And by the way, all of those people that do not have English as their first language, please know that we are really trying really hard to transcribe all of my interviews into Word documents so that you can take that and transcribe it into your own native language, just so you know. And you can access that up at the top of the website under the Alexander's Interviews tabs. So I hope that will help. Anyway, we've got so many new things going on. We've just launched the Past Life Clearing session, which rocks. I just had mine done a couple weeks ago. It was amazing. Jerry gave me feedback on over 50 of my prior lifetimes, by the way, Tori. It was very interesting. So not that he's going to do that like 50 lifetimes. What I'm saying is he was able to look at that many lifetimes and really get a feel for the patterns of my life. And that was just immensely helpful. We also have just a myriad of other things going on behind closed doors. We're working with two or three new systems between Steve and myself that are rocking as far as assisting in the healing process with people around the world. So we did want to keep you posted on that. And with that said, you know how I am. I don't mess around. I'm just going to dive right into this interview with Tori Smith. And I know so many people have written into me and asked, where is he? What's going on with him? Did he disappear? Did he die? I think some people actually ask me, did he die? But no, he is without a doubt one of the most resilient people I know, such an incredible light warrior, and I'm telling you, one of the most dedicated people I think I've ever met that truly just has the biggest, hugest heart wanting to really make a difference in bringing the balance back on this planet between the dark and the light. So if you would like to check out his website, it is readmydna.com. And I want to say up front, please respect the fact that he has not been well. And yes, he does offer DNA readings as a complimentary service if he so chooses. But right now, he has stopped doing that right now so he can get well. Please respect that. So with that said, we'll bring Tori on, and he's going to talk about all kinds of cool things. We're going to cover a myriad of topics today, and some of them are not typical for Galactic Connection. But before I go into that, I also want to say Tori is always recommending that I clarify that the information that we're about to share is not necessarily the views of GalacticConnection.com. And now I've gotten that out of the way with the legal eagle stuff. Not that I'm really that great at it. But Tori, let's talk first and foremost about what's been going on with you in the last couple of months, just you personally, so everybody understands that you really needed a major hiatus.
Yeah, well, it was not even by choice. But, yeah, because we were going along and things were moving along well, and there was, of course, a lot of activity. There has been. I became involved with the Illuminati and this whole situation with child trafficking in January of 2012. That's when they drugged me in. They first wanted to. Well, they wanted me to join them or whatever, but, you know. And so lately, there has been a lot of really big changes. But we were going along. In fact, I was probably even doing like almost one or two readings a day. And, you know, that's a real big thrill for me, a big fun part of my life.
And it takes quite a bit of time.
It's DOD reading, because most of it's dealing with people that are not human.
Right.
And which is, you know, gets horribly annoying. you know, so things went along, and then in came this group from Bellatrix, and they were really, really it, you know, I didn't even, because they looked beyond just the silhouette of a reptilian. They were all between 7 and 9 feet tall. There were a staff of 13 of them.
Oh my God.
And a lot of the members, I knew that there were a couple hundred in this group, but it's hard to understand how they're around. And I've really been thinking about that a lot. And it's almost like, well, you've had to have seen Star Trek, because they have the holodeck. Yeah. Right, and then it's this black room with yellow dotted ley lines or reality grid lines on the walls, and then they turn on reality. Well, that's like it is here, except there's a control room. There's a reality behind the reality, and these people that we call the Cabal, the Dark Side, the Illuminati, whatever, all their different names, they've been in that extra control room.
Wow.
Behind the scenes, there's an extra reality there. Actually, there's three, physical, astral, and etheric. And so when we have different experiences in each realm, you know what I mean? It can be really easily confusing to people because, you know, especially in the astral and the etheric realm, because you have to think, wow, is that a dream? Or, you know, a lot of times it takes a couple months to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I went through and they were using these weapons on me on the side of my legs. They looked like long poles and they would have massive amounts of electricity in the end and they would hit me right on the side of my top of my calf, on the outside of my legs. And that's what led to me not being able to walk. That and then, well, DARPA has been testing weapons on me ever since, you know, Bush brought me all the intel. Bush Sr. is the one that brought me into all this.
Now, wait, stop for 1 second. Tell everybody who DARPA is.
DARPA is the continuation of all the horrible Nazi war criminal, human experiments, chemical, biological weapons development. Anything that the Nazi Germans were doing in the concentration camps, they're now doing in DARPA and the CIA. Okay? Everything that was going on extra in the wings was also brought together, and all that's done in DARPA. They have, DARPA is mostly military, but their biggest cash cow is what we call it in America, would be children. And that is the wholesale rape and murder of children, basically sold to the highest bidder. They would sometimes do brokerage houses, banks. I think just under 300 men that work in the Pentagon have raped and murdered a child in my labs. My labs are part of DARPA, which are owned by the Bush family. I don't think they have Cheney.
Well, and just so everybody knows, Tori, DARPA stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects. And if you look into this, they're headquartered out of Arlington, Virginia. But the thing that I found very interesting was it was created in 1958. You know, that was a really hot time for a lot of these black op agencies and programs, et cetera, to really kick up is during the Cold War. And it says here that it's independent from the other military research and development agencies, and it reports directly to the Senior Department of Defense Management. How interesting is that?
I don't think I would agree with that entirely. Like, I think that they report to a higher person than that. And but as far as them, yeah, being kind of separate from the other military agencies, because if most people knew what was going on there, you know, most people would want them shut down, I would think, you know, because it's just horrific. I mean, what they do to people, you know, it's like they might have a small child and say, oh, well, here's the new Roundup. Let's inject it into this kid and see what happens to him.
Oh, my God. And you've seen them, right?
You know, they just do these horrible, yes, and it's just horrible what goes on there. And that's why everything, you know, and I try not to put that on my Read My DNA WordPress.com site. I try not to put most of or any of my experiences on there because I wanted to do that to be about DNA information,
right?
What I've learned from reading people's DNA.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, DARPA is probably, it's so sinister what they do that, it, you know, it's just, killing people is really the fuel for everything they do. It's the basis for everything they do. You know, and then they got the transhumanism thing going on.
And they're behind. So what you're saying is they're behind that. And I think the other thing, I stumbled upon an article and it said Special ops want weapons to stop ships and paralyze people. And I thought about you. I was like, oh my God, I got to tell Tori about this. And it says they have a new bid in for a research proposal, which, folks, basically, he knows all about these weapons because he's kind of been firsthand experiencing the effects of them. And they're talking about how they want to be able to not only get this, they want to be able to have the effects of the weapons stun the individual, but also potentially kill them. And I just,
yes.
I thought about
this. This is one of the ones, the things and points I wanted to bring up while we're interviewing is, because this is, I don't know if this is the exact same weapon, but the DARPA's been testing a weapon on me for a while. Well, they've been doing a lot. But this one is a very specific weapon, and it's paralyzed people in the homes. And so, and then this just happened again, because when everything was great, when I, you know, because I went to mom's, my mom, you know, I had some time over there, she had a stroke, so I didn't have access to internet or all that stuff. So when I came home, I had a couple of nights of good sleep, and then it all started all over again.
Wow.
And it, one of the things was Obama and the Secret Service had come in, and they were showing what they were doing to me to yet another team. And but there was it got ugly again with them. But what they do is, and then they target everybody because they know who people are. And so with what, okay, let me just explain what happens. Let's say you're lying in bed and you're lying on your side. Okay, what happens is this weapon connects to the intramuscle skeleton, or the intramuscles and your skeleton, and all of a sudden you'll go like this or this.
Wow.
Or like this. And then your legs will flip open and you're just there and you can't move. You can't move. And so they had me in there. They had me on my stomach. I didn't have any clothes on. I was on my stomach. My legs were apart. You know, my head was down the pillow. And he goes, and the guy comes in, he goes, okay, well, can you imagine how the cops are going to react when they walk into this? And the guy's like, well, you know, this is all great, but I'm not gay, so I don't really think I need to walk into a guy's house and have a seat and butt up in the air. And the guy says, no, you don't understand the implications. He goes, we paralyze people before we enter the home. We can do anything we want to them. And we know who the pretty women are. He's just a test subject that we all, you know.
God.
And so this is where a lot of the pain also comes in.
Yes.
And, well, like lately, because they've been, I think the past couple of days, they've just flipped it and turned it on because it's just, I think we used to call them a Charlie horse, like when your muscle just instantly locks up.
Yes.
Especially like when you're sleeping or something.
Yes.
That's what happened. It's like all of a sudden your leg is like, ah, you know, you're just laying there.
That's interesting.
And all of a sudden you're
screaming
in pain
because
your legs
lock. Yeah, that just happened to Steve and I last couple of weeks, you know, on a regular basis. And I had heard,
oh God.
I had heard from a really good clairvoyant, and she had said to me, it's really interesting, Alexandra. She says they always attack all of you by the back of the leg, behind the knee, especially on the left side. And I went, that's weird. How did you come up? And she goes, I don't even understand what I'm getting. I'm just sharing that information with you. Why?
Well, as soon as you said that you were experiencing the same thing, I cleared, looked at your DNA. Is this the same weapon? Answer, yes.
Okay.
So they're doing the same thing to you. And so, well, a lot of the things they do to your husband, they've done to me. A lot of the same. But, it's, you know, and when I've spoken to him, and even, it's funny because I think I would, you know, rather, I think that just we're all, there's this huge gray area because, like, I have a friend, rather than say anything about your husband, I have a friend in southern Indiana. And she's so sweet and so innocent and wonderful. And I'll just talk about what's going on with me. And she never, because she had a lot of experience with the grays, the Zeta Reticulans and Sectians, coming in her house like they come into my house, right? And then every once in a while she'll say, oh, yeah, you know, they did that because I remember I felt my heart pounding like crazy and I felt like there was a cord with somebody stealing my energy. You know, every once in a while she'll just blurt something out and then it kind of goes away. You know what I mean? Because we all have our different ways of dealing with things.
Yes.
And so.
And that's interesting.
Which is kind of, it's fun to have a support group for people like me who've been abducted.
I think you should. That's a great idea. And in fact, I get emails a lot lately. The main thing that I'm getting a complaint on is people feeling like the life force is getting sucked out of them.
Yeah. Well, it's real simple for them. All they have to do is show up, and there's different ways they can attach. It takes less than a second. And then you're the gas pump, and they're the car. And they're just like, well, remember that one time you did a healing on me, and they had taken 78% of my life force?
That was
just crazy. In the past, whatever, couple of hours, and you showed up and did a healing for me.
That's right. I forgot about
that. And zapped them and got rid of them. That's what they do to people.
Yeah.
Where they get, and especially now because they're starving because they don't have the frequencies that they did before.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not living in a state of fear like we were 20 years ago.
That's so true.
And I just saw the Russians put out details of 9/11 and basically did the itinerary for Israel moving the weapons around. I thought, you know what, finally. Because everybody calls me crazy. It's finally somebody agrees with me.
Yes.
And I knew what happened. I said, who did it the day it happened?
That's so great.
And here we are.
In fact, the other thing that was a big aha for me the other day was, did you happen to notice that not only did Yemen's original king passed away, his son is taking over, and guess what his name is? Solomon.
Oh, really?
And on top of that, I'm sorry, that's Saudi Arabia, I think. Yemen just had a coup take over recently. And they stressed very heavily that the coup is not the Obama-friendly presidential cabinet anymore.
Wow. Well, Yemen gets bombed so much. I mean,
but
the United States military has killed so many people in Yemen. It's just so sad.
That's a really important place, you know, because it's by the Gulf of Aden and right across from Ethiopia, which is where everything's supposed to happen, is right below Ethiopia. So, but anyway, so back to DARPA. So you've been having a lot of tangos with them as of late, just recently again.
Yeah, it, you know, like I said, I had that quiet spell with mom's stroke, and you know, but it was after I came home, things started heating up again, and because they're preparing for martial law, and you know, that's one of their biggest things is using this paralyzing weapon for martial law, so they can just run into the house, you know, of anybody they want, and probably just loot it, take your gold or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, weapon. And, but you know what, I honestly don't think it's going to get to that point, but maybe I'm a little optimistic falsely, I don't know, otherwise, or naively, but I just don't think we're going to have a big shift into martial law in this country, although they're going to try, they are determined as hell to pull it off.
They're going to try, but they're going to fail, and, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Keish Foundation, but he just put out an announcement that he has access to new technology that basically completely stops the ability to fire any weapon. It just stops it. And this was predicted by other people that had incredible insight and intel that this was going to come. And they said that at this time, when this kind of information came forth, that you were really getting close to the time that the cabal was coming to an end. So we're getting really, really close.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And which something happened at the Bilderberg to back that up. But one thing I'd like to say is, you know, here we're talking about these horrible things that happen to us, and they just connect to our DNA, you know, with these special weapons or whatever and do all this stuff. But there's something I'd like to share with people that's a really good way to get information, because especially if you have some things that are happening and you want to know how to remedy them, you know, because there's a lot of things you can do, you know, like for me, it's like if I rest, and a lot of times I'll just go walk around in the woods. I'll just go outside and get the energy from the trees and the grass and that fresh oxygen.
Yes.
And that really helps. And then I do my healing meditation. I keep saying over and over, thank you, universe, for healing me daily. Thank you for healing me daily.
Gratitude.
One thing I'd like to share with people is to go to either bilocate, go out of body, or go in meditation, or go however you like to travel, to what's called the Hall of Research. Mm. And the Hall of Research is, it's in heaven, which is only about 3 feet up. Heaven is just the next dimension up, really. And, you know, I shouldn't even probably use the word heaven because there's so much dogma attached to it with, you know, oh, you gotta be judged at the gate. No, you don't. You can just open the door and go through there right now. You know what I mean? You don't need to wait for anybody. But the Hall of Research is kind of like a college. And, JFK and his wife Jacqueline, they did a lot of cancer research after he was killed. But once they were back together, they were doing a lot. And I thought, well, that's funny. He was our president. We didn't even know he was a scientist, or, you know.
Wow.
But they're just amazing people. I just love them. And then, oh, yeah, this big celebrity news. And then right after that, then they went out to Alcyone. You know, that's where everybody goes in heaven. They all go to Alcyone inside this star on vacation. Because the mountains are just so big, they're just like planet size.
Wow.
And I keep hearing about that stuff. I'm like, okay, well, I really don't want to hear any more about this now, like how fabulous it is, because I'm still down here with this story. You know, and it's just like, by the way, I love Galactic Reptilians. But yeah, and what you can do is any way that you contact heaven. But what I like to do is I just close my eyes and everything's black and start meditation. And then what you do is you see a fake door just open, and you don't really see the door because it's all black. And all of a sudden, you've got a rectangle that you can see through, and it's vivid colors of plants. And, you know, there can be animals jumping around, whatever is connected to you. Wow. Wherever you really choose to step into heaven is what's going to appear in that doorway. And then all you have to do is say, okay, I want to go to the Hall of Research because I have a couple questions. And I would suggest keep it short and simple, like maybe one or two questions, because you can always go back. Because it's not, you know, especially when you're interdimensional, it's hard to, like, sit down and talk about your likes and your dislikes, you know what I mean, all this stuff.
Yes.
I would just say keep it to the point, like, you know, how has this person been arrested or, you know, or whatever. But, see, a lot of times we can't ask about our own charts, but we can go to the Hall of Research and ask about the future and ask things like, okay, well, I've heard there's going to be something called mass arrests. Is this true? Yes. Okay, well, they're probably not going to tell you when it's going to be, and they're probably not going to tell you how it relates to your chart, but at least you got your answer, you know what I mean? There's like a back door to get around to get some good answers. But yeah, it's the Hall of Research, and it's wonderful. It looks like a big Greek or Roman, you know, with the white pillars and everything.
Right.
It's just fabulous.
How is that different than the Hall of Records?
Well, Hall of Records is where records are kept.
Okay.
The Hall of Research is all, so much of the same information, but the Hall of Research, a lot of times what they do, they call it infusing. And, well, they'll, like, do something like work on a cancer research, and they'll come up with something, and then they'll infuse it into our heads while we're sleeping.
Ah.
And that's how, and then so one day, you know, some guy might wake up and say, wow, I have a new invention. You know, and it's like, well, you've never invented anything before. Well, okay, nobody cares that it's information from heaven. He gets the credit for it.
True.
But, of course, that's not always the case. You know, a lot of times, but, you know, it's a wonderful, it literally is like a college because they do so much there. In the Hall of Records, it's just when you say, you want to look up statistics. And Hall of Research is more everything of, like, you know, emotions and all aspects of learning from it.
Nice.
But it's where we go to get our answers when we want to learn. And so
great,
if you feel like you're being attacked with weapons or whatever, you can call the Hall of Research and say, hey, I want to go to the health food store. What can I do? Should I do like a Rife machine treatment or whatever?
And, right.
You know what I mean? So you can get some good guidance.
Now, Tori, if you're doing that, I'm sure you've asked, how can I stop this? What has been your answer with that?
Well, I'm very grateful for the end of it. And, you know, I chose... It was right in the beginning I chose.
Yes.
And I had two friends of mine telling me to run. Run and hide and don't do anything. And they were murdered by the same man that murdered me 13 times. And, yeah, it's very funny. They were very, very, well, they tried to do everything they could to convince me. And I said, no. You know why? Because, number one, you know, me and my big mouth, I got to talk about it. I can't just look, watch some little child get murdered and then shut up about it. But either way, I'm a winner, because if they kill me now, I die, I go back to heaven. You know, if something happens big, a volcano, I die, I go back to heaven. You know what I mean? And we're already past the point where they can take over, because Lucifer and Satan have been gone for years. And, you know, all the Dracos are gone. And what you think about, there's 300,000 The controlling reptilians is what I think they were told they called them to me. The 300,000, that was a big arrest. They're all gone. You know what I mean? They don't have any intelligence backing them up.
Yeah. No,
there's a bunch of scrambling around.
They are really hurting, and I know, you know, I told you this before off air, but you know, the piece they told me when I was in South Africa when we shut down the Congo portal, they said, okay, we're down to the 12%. And I'm like, I was so bit bummed out. And they said, why are you bummed out? It's the establishment that's left over now. That's really the, you know, they don't have reinforcements like they used to. I mean, they're going to be scrambling. Just watch.
Yeah.
And so one after another.
All the protection is gone.
Yeah, it's just like they're getting to a place where they are truly, they know they have to make a decision. And I think they're so corrupt and so maniacal, they're just going to have to face their second death, you know?
I think they'll just do or say anything to appeal a sympathy. Oh, that guy made me do it. It's going to be a mess, but it's just going to be a big mess.
But that's not going to work, you know, this time around, because the truth will prevail. There's no way.
Yeah, it's already changed too much.
Well,
which is nice.
What about the fact, now I want everybody to understand that Tory's mom had a stroke suddenly, and he is such a dedicated caregiver. I mean, it's just amazing. He makes everybody in my life. I can't get over you. But anyway, he dropped everything, and he moved over there and took care of her. And wasn't she in like almost a coma state for a while?
Well, what I got really confused about is because she had a stroke last summer, but it was called a TIF stroke, and it didn't really change anything.
Okay.
Okay, this time, you know, because I had just gone through my ordeal, and I was just getting to the point where I could walk without being in a lot of pain. But I still had a lot of stuff from my knee from, you know, when the other dudes.
Right.
And so she was to have surgery on April the 7th, and she had this surgery and then had a stroke on the 8th.
That's right. Now I remember.
And I was at the hospital when she had a stroke. It was horrifying because she just froze, paralyzed. It was really scary. I spent a lot of time. And when she was in the hospital for 3 weeks and 2 days. And I was going in every day for, like, you know, 6 hours, 7 hours, you know, just staying the whole day and stuff like that. But one thing I learned was touch is one of the best things for stroke.
That's what I wanted you to tell everybody. I just thought that was a beautiful story.
I didn't really realize.
Tell them your story about that.
Well, my mom's hands would be really cold. And there's a lot of things that go on in hospitals, you know, and I would put my mom's hands under the covers. And the nurse would walk in 5 minutes later and pull her hands out, and they were already blue.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I digress. I learned that because I didn't really know, but a friend of her, all my mom's friends are nurses. She was a nurse, and Lynn was there. And she would say that every time I would pick up mom's hand, she could notice a big change in her face. But I would just use hand lotion. I would just hold her hand for about an hour. And then once it was really nice and warm, I would switch to the other hand and go back and forth.
Nice.
Or I do her feet too, and I just talk to her and tell her I loved her. That just makes such a difference, and that would make sense because think about it: if you had a stroke and you're already frozen, and you can't talk, because people open their eyes, they don't blink their eyes, and they're like, they just sit there,
right,
and just for hours with not blinking, and it looks like they're dead.
God.
And so if they don't have any contact with anybody, how do they know that they're not dead? You know what I mean? It's like
right.
They need that.
Right.
They need that contact. So, yeah, then I came home the last week of May. I was there almost 2 months. And it was difficult because I can't do email on the laptop or the tablet. Of course, over there, she can't even watch YouTube videos. It's internet's so slow. So
crazy.
I just couldn't, you know.
Well, and I just want everybody to know, I felt like this was a godsend for you, Tory, because you needed the rest after all the Light Warrior missions that you've been doing. It's been insane. You needed that downtime. So it's good. It's a good thing that you had a break. I mean, I know you didn't really have a break because you were focusing on trying to help her become well, but you know, you're better for it. Definitely.
Break from the reptilian drama.
Yeah, so then you return back here. So tell them the latest as far as, like, what do you think is going on the planet now? You know, what are they doing now that they weren't doing before?
Well, like you said, about 12%, because I've been doing some research to try to get me, you know, I've been really trying to get back in the swing of things. And but they were saying it was 94%, which would mean 6%.
That's fabulous.
Because, okay, this was my question. We were talking about the solar system being cleared. And my question was, right now, the solar system as is, how much, what percentage is cleared? 94% was the answer. Here it is. 94% of the solar system is clear. Okay, and my next question was, okay, remove Earth from this statistic. 100% is clear. And, you know, because I started looking, I had done some readings about Mars, and I think, I can't remember when it was, a couple of months ago, and there were like 78,000 people there, most of them were reptilians. And they're all gone. They're all gone. And, well, you want to go through that, the solar system? Or you asked me?
Oh, I totally think people would be interested, and I would be interested in that. And I also want everyone to understand how much activity is truly going on in our skies. And we're not seeing it, but it is super, super heavy duty.
And that's where the good thing is, now that the solar, because the whole process was, you know, because I was involved with that when they were working on the sun. And the deal was, okay, you either move into the light or you have to leave. And then this population stayed the same. It's still 37 million.
Wow. And 37 million?
But most of them left. I think, what percentage left? 80%. 80% of the people that live, there are human giants. I'm trying to spit out their name, Nephilim or Nephilim?
Nephilim.
The Nephilim. Sometimes I have trouble pronouncing the names. But yeah, they, and then the other ones went out, and it was just like some astronomical number, like 3 trillion light years away. But your question was, you wanted to know what's going on right now to us, basically, right?
Right.
And what I would say is a short answer to that is there are hundreds of weapons now that most people don't know about, or the people that do know about them have done research to find out about them online. And there's like Gwen, there's ELF, there's pulsing, there's pressure pulses. They do this thing where they can make you swell up. You almost feel like you're going to blow up. They can pin you down. They can come in and rape you, which is really weird because you can't see them because
it's
they're there.
Level, boy, right?
Well, you're sure sore the next day.
Yeah.
Wow. And
that's terrible.
But yeah, there's a whole myriad of weapons that are going on that, you know, because they're so, this group, I think that, I used to think that they were so desperate and they were trying to hold on control, but I really think that it's really more about their arrogance. They truly believe the Earth belongs to them instead of just being, you know, that they're just not, they're going to have to be, I don't know what the phrase is, hit over the hammer and drug out the door or whatever, I don't know. You know what I mean? They're not going to go down without a fight, so either, hopefully whoever's going to arrest them, if that's the case, but.
Well, I wanted to bring up something to you because I'm not, you know, I know you've been out of the loop and you may not be aware of this, but it resonated with a story you told me once when we were on the phone. And I'm not sure if you've heard about David Wilcock, and there's another guy named Corey, and they've come forward talking about the sphere beans. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I really wanted to pass this on to you because I think you might have had a similar situation as far as meeting these beings. And it says that they are blue avians. They're basically part bird, part human, that they showed up in mass. Like, they they are in the colors of blue, indigo, and violet. They're actually in the shape of an orb. However, if you look at them and you look a little bit more deeply, you'll find that even though they're sphere beings, they have like a feather kind of structure, and they sound beautiful. And I could have sworn you had said to me that you were running into these beautiful violet beings and orbs, and I thought that you had said that they told you, I don't even want to bring it up because they want to be incognito. Well, now they've made themselves known. And it says here that the sphere beings have refused to speak at all to any of the dark, the cabal. They have absolutely nothing to do with them, that they've arrived here in mass and they're not leaving anytime soon. So I thought I would...
There's two different groups. Just so I would let you know there's two different groups.
I would like to know what you think.
And it's funny that you brought that up because they want to come out of the closet, so to speak, too.
Cool.
They're human and they have such incredibly beautiful, like a lavender skin.
Nice.
And a friend of mine calls them the purple people. But really, their skin is lighter. It's not like... a regal purple. It's like a lavender, like flowers.
Nice.
And then there's like a little sparkle in it.
Ooh.
And their name is the Netaburuli. And they live in the outer solar system.
Okay.
And they've been there for a very long time. And they wanted to remain in private for a very, very long time. They didn't want anybody on Earth to know about them except for their friends, who are mostly indigenous Indian people, natives, Native Americans. They would speak a lot to Indians here and give them guidance, and they'd share spiritual lessons and teachings together. And and I have a message from them.
Okay.
They were the last. So we talked about the sun. Now we're going to go all the way out. And they said, we can say hello at this time. And my question was, do you still live in the same way? And what I mean by that, high security, protected, force fields, no contact, all that.
Right.
That's what I meant.
Right.
And the answer was, it's not necessary anymore. Earth is the only place that has the dark ones, which was really good news to me. And so because I keep getting the message that the solar system is clear,
awesome.
And it's been a while. And all this other one was at my labs. But see, I haven't been able to get a solid confirmation yet because I really believe my labs were closed down about 2 months ago.
Fantastic.
So, which is an update I wanted to talk about, child trafficking. But
well, we'll get to that in a minute. So, what do you think about these guys as far as their purpose? It says here... Now, this was a cool story, and I have to share this with you. It says that they have not shut down or used any offensive technology against our military. They have only used defensive technology, such as energy dampening fields around the planet, which disable craft, and temporal and dimensional cloaking shielding technology, so the spheres that are in light years beyond any technology that the so-called custodian ETs already have access to. And it says here that basically what happened was the cabal, the military, shot at them. They saw all of these orb beams coming in mass into the solar system. So they shot their weapons at them, and all they did was deflect it back. And it took out, I guess it caused a lot of damage to that particular location. And so now it's on. And I just want to say that we heard Camp Pendleton, which is maybe 20 minutes, 20 to 40 minutes, depending on which way you go from where we are. They're bombing a lot today. And they haven't bombed, which is, they're like, tactical exercises that they do with the guys and girls that enlist. They haven't done that in a long time.
Wow.
In a long time. We haven't had hardly any bombing in a long time, but it used to go on over and over and over again. So, getting anything?
That would get on my nerves. Okay, let's go back to your new friends. I looked at myself. I have no contact with them. Why, you call them the avians?
Avians, yeah.
Okay.
That's what they call
them. What I'm getting is that they are not members of the Galactic Federation, but they are working in conjunction with the Federation. And they have their own things going on, because then my question was, okay, who was here? Who arrested the ones from here? And that was Procyon. And then a few other groups. So it was, because I remember Procyon.
And Procyon's like, they're badass, huh?
Yeah, they are real badass.
I mean, they seem to do all the heavy work.
It's like the American military would portray them to be in the same moral character as them. Of course, we know that's so far off. But, you know, like when they spend $500 million in a marketing campaign for the Army to try to convince them they're not murderers, well, you know.
Tori, you just cracked me up. Oh, my God, you're too...
I'm so bitter now. I really am.
Forgive us, everybody.
I am. I've gotten bitter in my old age.
Well, so the beings that you ran into are similar to this, but they're not the same group.
No, I would say that almost all the contact that I've had with other people is mostly reptilian, amphibian, dinosaurian, insectian,
wow,
and human.
Wow.
And then there's some other ones in there that I never really did figure out what they were. So.
Okay, wait a minute. What about the amphibian? Tell me about the amphibian beings.
Well, they have, there's a lot of galactic amphibians, and, you know, they're remarkable beings, and they're, you know, come in every size, color, and shape in the rainbow, and you know, they are like, it's common like the animals, and they can breathe air and adapt and breathe water, and
that's cool.
You know, so there's different ones too. Like there's these two dudes. They were, you remember the ear, that little Geico, the gecko who's a Geico car insurance?
Yeah.
Well, two of them, they were yellow though, and they were about 6 foot tall. They were around here for a while. That's when it all first started happening. Because that's when I met most people who, because there were so many extras around, you know what I mean? Over the long term, my experience has mostly been with the military, right, politicians, and corporate executives.
Mm.
My almost all my experiences with the Illuminati are with that group.
Right.
And, but yeah, it's
gee, no question as to why you're targeted, Tori.
Well, you know why? Because I piss him off. That's why. And yeah. JFK told me, he said, you know what? No one has ever spoken to these people the way you have. And he was talking about the Bushes, because he used to come in from heaven, because, you know, Bush Sr. is one of JFK's shooters. But the other guy's name was Brzezinski. Okay, so whenever Brzezinski or Bush was in the house, JFK would come in from heaven. And so it was kind of really freaky, because a lot of times, you know, I'd be doing stuff with the dark side. We'd be transfiguring their energy, filling them up with light, doing all this stuff. And I'd turn around, and there'd be like a whole bunch of people from heaven. That wall would be gone, you know, and I'd see lots of family and friends and stuff. And they'd all be standing there, hey, you know, like,
fantastic.
Hey, I'm alive.
So, Tori, a lot of people would be asking me, why are you doing this alone? Like, why don't you have a team of light beings that are helping you take these guys down?
Well, it's Indiana, and I'm surrounded by religious people who think that they're better than everybody else and love to wag their finger at you. Indiana's a tough meeting. It's tough. It's not a good singles community. It's not a good place to, you know. It's 100% Illuminati owned and controlled. And until that changes, Indiana is going to not be very friendly. It's a beautiful place.
You know what
it's
I heard?
Not friendly.
I heard that is the central, that in Michigan are the central location for child trafficking.
Well, you know, and you mentioned that to me before.
I did. Sorry.
And which prompted me to take a look. And there is a lot of stuff going on in Michigan that I didn't know about. Yeah. Because when we were going around, because a lot of times what I would do is I wouldn't know what to do. And I would say, okay, Father God. And I would go to the room. I usually send Anna because it just basically comes, shoots right through me.
Cool.
And, well, like, let's talk about Bilderberg this weekend. What would I consciously connect to the Bilderberg? Pow, I get my connection. And then Father God would send this energy. And what would happen is it would grab all the negative energy that they'd acquired, raping and murdering children or doing whatever else. And all that energy was basically sucked out of them and sent up to God who did whatever with them.
Oh, my God, that's the same
thing. And we did that over and over. See, that's why they came and kicked my ass after this weekend, because I was doing that to the Bilderberg several times a day. We kept stealing their energy away from them, sent it off to God. And then by the end of the thing, it was like this. Oh, that's it? Oh. You know, when you first start, it's like, oh, my God. You know, you're going and going. You're like, wow. And then at the end of it, it's just like, ah, too bad. Nothing left.
And that's what they live off of, right? So they were probably totally disgusted that they couldn't have that.
They hate being filled up with light. The gold ray of Christ, they hate that. I have to say, I invoke the gold ray of Christ and all the intruders. And then, ka-ping, they all light up, and then they get pissed off and leave. And but the biggest thing was, and I know this sounds strange, but they murdered me 57 times. And I know that sounds strange to people, so I said, whatever, if you don't believe it, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's not going to change my experience if you don't believe it. Just, you know, who cares what people believe? And that really developed an intense behavior that I've never seen before. They all wanted to kill me. They were placing bets. They had these things called pools. And they were trying to bet who would get to kill Tori with what weapon, what time. Always had a chart. Right? Who would get to kill Tori?
I mean, I should be laughing, guys. I'm sorry, but he...
I know. It's just like, oh, my God. It's just going to make a funny story someday. It's just, I'm not going to be the one to tell it. I'll let somebody from heaven
come down. Well, not only that, but they can't... Haven't you been told that you're the survivor and this is like, this is basically your life path?
Well, see, what happened was, because we have our charts, those of us who come from heaven have our charts. Those of us who are recycled because we were dark don't have a chart, okay? And so my chart was to do more things. I'm not charted to die right now. It's just that simple. You ever hear of a train crash, 500 people die, one of them walks away? Why? It wasn't his time to go. It wasn't his time to die. It's just that simple. But they don't understand that. We used to fight about that. We'd scream, can't. It's can't. It's not shouldn't or couldn't or wouldn't. It's can't. You can't do it. When you tell a sewer lizard they can't do something, oh, my God, that's all they want to do is that.
Wow.
And so, you know, if you say, oh, you can't kill this man, well, that just drove such an intense desire. But it was all simply because it wasn't my time to go because I had other things to do to complete my chart. And then Mother God kept saying, heaven's not ready for me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be out of my body floating around and Mother God would show up and she'd put me back in my body and she'd be like, heaven's not ready for you, dear. Back you go.
And you're like.
Well, you know, because I really do want to stay here with my mom. We don't have a big family. But yeah, that was just over and over. But this guy named John, I mean, I always forget his name. But anyway, he had killed me 13 times. And then that's how I became friends with almost everybody he killed. And even one of the Beatles. I was like, well, how long ago was that? Yeah, I got the name of the Beatle wrong. His name was John Lennon, not Paul McCartney.
John Lennon?
So I'm talking to heaven, what an idiot. And he goes, well, I know you don't really appreciate our music. You really don't know that much about it. And I'm like, oh, no, dude, I love the Beatles' music. And I called him Mr. McCarthy, and it was John Lennon. I'm like, oh, God, how embarrassing is that? I'm such an airhead. But he forgave me. He's a great guy. But yeah, the director of the CIA is what he does, a serial killer. But
well, so now you said the other day that it's really heated up just recently since you've returned, and they have some new weapons, right?
Well, this weapon, the paralyzing weapon they've had for a long time, it just didn't work. So what happened was when Obama and the Secret Service came back, because I was horrified. See, what they would do is when Obama would come in and raid me, they would always have to have Secret Service or some soldiers or somebody else, especially somebody that didn't kill anybody. Because if a man who had murdered, especially a child, was inside of me, it had a very adverse reaction. You know what I mean? Because some people think, oh, Tari probably enjoyed all this stuff. I'm like, trust me, you don't. Especially if you can see what they're doing. If you can witness a man murdering a three-year-old child while he's raping you,
Absolutely. It's
not a pleasant experience.
No.
It's not at all. So
well, rape is not pleasant. I don't care who you are or what you are. It's not good, period. You know, it's against someone's free will, period.
Yeah, especially when it happens over and over again or whatever. But anyway, I'm sorry. And so they came and I was just like, he goes, and we're back. We're back. He goes, oh, we've done a lot of work on this.
God.
And it's all changed now. Because before, things would happen. It would, you know, your arm might start flopping or whatever, and then it would go into pain. You couldn't move it, and you'd be screaming and crying, so it wouldn't work. Well, this time when they came in, it was just like, and you're going to say, okay, plop, plop, bam, bam, I'm down. You know what I mean? It took like less than 2 seconds for them to take me from my life to, bam, paralyzed on the bed. And so, but they're planning to use it because of their martial law experiment this summer, starting next month. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that one.
But, this is going to be a very interesting next couple of months. And you know, I've just delivered a message last week. It is absolutely imperative for the spiritual community to stay stabilized and to stay on track with their intention to keep the vibration up. Okay, it's our responsibility not to bring it down and get into all the fear and all the, oh, this is what they're going to do and they're going to hurt these people and they're going to come into our homes. I mean, we are so much more powerful than that if we unify and we keep our intentions high. So just an FYI for everybody. So Tori.
And another thing too is people, you don't want to, because I have faced this a lot. I get angry a lot around here. But you don't want to lose all your good karma. You don't want to freak out and do something negative and then end up going off with them when the time comes.
Oh, my God, no.
You know what I mean? So it's just better to stay in a higher vibration.
Yeah. And our neutrality is actually very powerful. Our observing and remaining neutral and not getting triggered by it is very, very essential for this whole transitional process. So, Tori, tell us about, you have some really interesting news. Now, I normally don't dive into this, but I just couldn't resist, about Bruce Jenner. And if anybody hasn't noticed, they are just slaughtering the guy in the media about he wants to become feminine. And he had I actually saw one article that said that he had a botched facelift. And they botched it. He wasn't happy with it. So then he went back to a second one. He felt so much better. And he's now gone to his daughters and all of the people in his family, and he's asked them to accept his choices. So now you're saying you know what the real scoop is because you've been on the other side of the curtain, so to speak.
Yeah, and then it was just so obvious to me. I could just see what they were doing, but I mean, I could just see the same things. I call it running programs. Is when they show up and there's groups, different military groups, different names, but they're all doing the same thing. And running programs is programming you. And because they've been doing the same thing to me in various things. Now they're trying to program me to have sex with cops and soldiers. And they want me to be able to have sex with between 10 and 50 men a day.
Oh, my God.
Why? I don't know. I mean, you think if you're trying, like, are you trying to kill me or are you madly in love with me? It's like, which is it? Like, make up your mind. Either do one or the other. You're like, you know, I don't want to call somebody rapey, but you know what I mean. It's like, oh.
So done with it.
So, no, I forgot what we were talking about. I'm sorry.
Oh, we were talking about Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Jenner. And, well, because let me say that, you know, I know the Kardashians, and I have done readings for some of their family members. And there have been things in the past that have come up. And I'm going to walk on eggshells here because, you know, I don't like to violate people's privacy. But a very similar thing happened to what they're doing to Bruce that they did to their daughter. And when Kim had called me, so I don't want to talk about what happened with the daughter. You have to go look it up.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
E or whatever, TV show.
No problem.
Okay, so anyway, Kim had called me and said, okay, we've got to get through this. When you look at her DNA, Chloe is her name. So anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up calling Heaven, Mr. Kardashian. And we spoke for a while, and then I gave that message to Chloe. But What's funny is that Mr. Kardashian says, I can see my wife is just as devious as ever, but I still love her. And, you know, that was one part of the message that
got a kick out.
You know, that I really liked. I thought was really funny. But one of the biggest things to the Illuminati, the big number one thing is to destroy and kill anything divine and sacred. That's their number one thing. Especially killing children, you know what I mean? The most innocent and the pure is what they want to kill the first. Okay, another one of their favorite pastimes is to take somebody like Bruce Jenner, who, if you look at his past, remember he used to be on like every Wheaties box, kids were looking up to him, and he's just like, he would go out and say, hey, dude, I worked my ass off, I ran, you know, I became an Olympic athlete, you can too. You know what I mean? He was a really good role model and everything.
Yes, he was.
That is the, you know, like an archetype of the sacred male.
Yes.
And what they love to do is take that away. And so the plan was for ratings, I'm sure it was ratings, because I've looked over and over again. And, but it was basically all done for ratings and glamour. Was okay, well, we don't have anything to do now. Let's turn Bruce into a woman and see what happens.
God.
And that's basically what it is. And it's the CIA that's really involved in it, but it's some other Illuminati people. And it's just another type of experiment they're running is, can we take somebody who's very proud of who they are and convert them into somebody that we're all going to laugh at and make fun of? Because there's been some times Bruce Jenner's been out and he looks kind of ridiculous. He looks like, well, what I see is I'm a man. I don't understand what the hell is happening to me. And then right there on the exterior, that is, oh, I'm a woman now. Love me. And it's just like there's too many conflicts in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And but it's very typical. They were doing this. There was another guy, Bradley Manning, who was a soldier, and he reported war crimes.
Ah, that's right.
And they started doing the same thing on him, and then they come out on the news, oh, I've decided I'm going to be a woman now. Well, you're going to be a woman because they've done all this, you know, hypnotherapy. They're using mind control weapons. They're coming in with this heating kind of weapon thing to hold to your head that kind of re-scrambles your brain. That's the one that used to give me an hour-long nosebleeds. You know what I mean? It's like all this stuff. I mean, people that don't know really don't have a fighting chance.
Yes.
You know, because if you don't see it coming.
Yes.
You know, I've been looking at stuff like this my whole life.
Yeah.
And I did a super strong intent to connect to the truth. And I've done that over and over. All I want to know is the truth. I want to connect to the truth. I want to know the truth, and that's it. Anything else, I don't care. And so, and that's really been a big thing in my life, too. But, yeah, there's no question in my mind that.
So, basically, it's just a program. And I just know from the years and years and years that I've suffered from migraines. But they were very bizarre because they started behind the eye. Like there was all this pressure. And I could literally draw an outline of where it was. And then when I met you and you started telling me all this stuff, I'm like, oh my God, that's the exact same location as where I'm always feeling the pain. So I'm just putting it out there to all of you that don't just assume that your migraines are because of a poor diet or because of toxification. I mean, a lot of us that have had migraines, we never seem to be able to find a solution.
Yeah.
You know? Well, why
and
is
another
that?
Another thing, like what they're doing is really conditioning somebody, whether in pain or in sex, is that they can follow somebody around. When somebody like Bruce Jenner, let's say they'd follow him around and he would lock eyes on a young male fitness model. Okay, and he hasn't been gay or homosexual most of his life, right?
Right.
Okay, now what they do is to condition a person is they have these things that can connect to your anus and your penis, and the first thing that they'll do is they'll start giving you an erection when you're looking at somebody that you wouldn't normally be looking at. You know what I mean? And then they do something to sexually excite your anus, and then you have the overwhelming desire to be sodomized by the person that they're focusing you on. And so that's how they slowly go, because you go, and they have things where they can give you an orgasm in less than a few seconds. For men, they can take you from soft to having a full-blown erection in a matter of seconds. So they can manipulate your hormones and manipulate you so much that it's a slow process that one one day Bruce Jenner's in love with a beautiful woman,
right.
Okay, and a year and a half later, now all he wants to do is date college, you know, boys.
And, you know, part of that, too, don't you think they targeted Bruce also because the Kardashians got so popular from that TV show? And they got so much attention that I know that they look at how many eyeballs are watching them, how many people are being influenced by them. And so, therefore, they're going to target. I mean, it's just like those of us.
Well, when you say that, though, but they, there's Bruce Jenner, and then there's Kris Jenner and the Kardashians.
Ah.
Okay. They are they, the family.
Right.
It's not some Illuminati from faraway land. It's true. Illuminati in the house.
True. Well, I didn't mean that. I just meant, you know, the programs themselves that are being, you know, sent and directed. Now, are you saying that this is the same person, or is it like a clone of Bruce Jenner?
Bruce?
Yeah.
I don't know that Bruce has been cloned. No, I'm getting Bruce Jenner's DNA. How many copies? Zero. Yeah, I don't think he's a clone.
That's a trip.
But, okay, let's see. I'll look at Bruce Jenner's DNA. My question, universe, is who initiated desire for feminine lifestyle? KRISJENNER. I needed that, though. Oh, yeah, they're total. There's a lot of Illuminati people. Like Beyonce, she had her mother parading around in all this money and glitz. And I'm thinking, God, all that's blood money. I forget what her name is, and something Knowles. Beyonce's mother, I mean, she's beautiful, but I'm like, honey, you got blood dripping all over your neck. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, because Beyonce and her husband are full-blown Illuminati. Well, most of Hollywood is.
Right.
Most of Hollywood is, so.
Right. Well, now you also said you got some information on Michael Jackson.
Well, I got a message from him. I love Michael. We go way back. And it's funny, like, how we met was, well, he met a friend of mine in Miami when he came down for the clubs. And, but I didn't physically meet him until after he was killed. And that's how we became friends. Well, first of all, I talked to him right after he died. I sent him this really nice, which I like to do. And I do the same thing for a lot of other people, is, write something, how I feel about them, what they've done, and send it to heaven. But a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people think you can't communicate with somebody after they're gone. But Michael did what so many are doing. Those who are murdered are being reborn because they want to rejoin their family. And that's the thing, is because growing up in Agartha is in the fifth dimension. We grow up a lot faster there because Michael was born on September 5th in Agartha. And I think it was around Thanksgiving or Christmas. I think it was my spirit guide. He was already running around the house on his own.
Wow.
So just from fall to winter. And when I don't think we were allowed to talk a lot because I think he really wanted to tell me what was going on.
Yes.
And but it was just an overwhelming message of, hi, I love you, I'm doing great, see you soon. All just like really, really fast. So, but yeah, it was kind of weird because it's weird to have a friend because you were murdered by the same man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like a strange way to, of course, that didn't happen until later. I didn't figure it out. Well, like Whitney Houston, I didn't know who killed her. And because when I was asking her, it was the same way with her. You know, I sent her messages. I met her in the Hall of Records. And as she had come up, and my family was there, and it got a little bit overwhelming. But she wanted to say thank you for, you know, what I told her or whatever. But she wouldn't tell me what happened to her. It wasn't until I did my own research that I saw John Brennan kill her. And he did it the same. Well, he hit Michael Jackson 46 times with that stun gun in the heart. 46 times Brennan hit Jackson to knock him down. And that finally killed him. And look how weak Michael was. I don't know if you saw that.
He was already very weak.
Yeah. I mean, he was coming out of it.
Wasn't that when he did the Coca-Cola commercial and his whole head got on fire? Remember that?
No, I remember.
Oh, it was terrible. His head actually caught fire, supposedly. It wasn't supposed to. It malfunctioned, is what they said.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You know, tell everybody your perception of Michael. I mean, you've actually tapped in. You do not believe that he did the things that he was accused of doing.
When he died, I was telling my friend, because everybody wanted my opinion of him, and I said, you know what, I think his music is genius, but I really don't care for him that much as a person. And because there were some incidents that I saw him, and one of them was dangling the baby over the
right
balcony.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
Really pissed me off.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
And so, but after a while, you know, and I had heard somebody that he would, had gone to heaven. It wasn't even that long. So I, you know, go to my own research. And yeah, he had like 72%, 72 or 78% sacred light when he died. And I thought, well, if he's in heaven, that means he's not raping kids. And so, and that's when I wrote him the letter, when I figured out where he was and that he was a good person. And so, and we, he came in, and that's when my communication with heaven was really, really good. It was just like clicking on a TV or Skype and talking to people. It was amazing back then. Well, now they've hit me with a weapon, so I can barely do a reading. It takes me like a week to do a DNA reading now.
It's crazy.
And so, but back when everything was really good, and then see what happened was, I figured out who killed everybody. And his name's John Brennan. And so what I did was I went to Mother God with a petition, and I petitioned for justice for all the children that have been raped and murdered by the Illuminati, and for justice in the murders of Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, and myself, because we'd all been killed by the same person. Well, after that, then there comes a whole slew. It's like a tidal wave of people that have been killed by this guy. Because, you know, they go after people who bring joy to others, and that's why they targeted Michael Jackson, because he was singing about love.
Right.
And Whitney Houston, too. She was so beautiful, and we should sing about love, and people would be like, oh, my God, this is so fabulous. They had to go in and stop that. Well, you know, the same reason they murdered Marilyn Monroe. They said she was a threat to national security, so they had to murder her.
You know, Tori, I have a question for you. There is a very famous website called WellAware1.com. I mean, I know that people that listen to my radio show, they've heard me bring it up a million times. And this guy comes from the Hollywood so-called industry. He's very, very skilled in doing graphics online, you know, with computers. And I believe he was involved with Hollywood productions and things like that. And because of it, he stumbled upon the fact that he started noticing when he would look at pictures of an individual, let's just pick somebody like Betty White. Okay, you know Betty White. He would find a picture of her here, and because he used a particular type of software that it marks and matches all the specific points on your face. And then he also looks at the ears, and no two ears are ever the same, you know, because the ear is like the shape of the baby in the womb, right? Every ear is very unique. It's like your fingerprint. And so he studied all this, and he started looking ravenously at pictures, and he started noticing that the same actor was like three different people. Sometimes that actor would appear as a politician. And I mean, he literally scientifically proves this. So much so that they brought his whole website down, and he was death threatened for quite a while, and he finally has come back up. So I was wondering what you think about that, because he's pretty much saying that just a very large majority of Hollywood are, they're like, what do you call them? Artists that, you know, they can put all different kinds of noses and makeup and change their hair and the way they wear their clothes, and they can just be a different person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the surface level. But then there's also a lot of cloning going on, or at least there was. I don't think the cloning still continues. That's another thing they did in my lab, too. But like Britney Spears, they would clone Britney Spears and then sell her off to some rich dude who just wanted to keep her in the basement and have sex with her.
I heard a lot of the Hollywood, the very like Britney Spears and people like that, I've heard that they had to sign some sort of contract that allowed them to clone them.
Well, I think a lot of that is in, but yeah, I think so too, because they have, the Illuminati have their rules and about agreements and signing contracts or whatever. And when they can't trick the person into it, they'll just use your words to agree. Like, for example, sometimes they'd be asking me, like, do you give us a permission to, you know, to come in and tonight, you know, with 100 men? And I might be talking to my spirit guide. I might not even hear that. I might be talking to my spirit guide. And my spirit guide might say, are you okay? And I'll say, yes. Well, they take that yes as an agreement to do whatever they just asked you to. So there's all kinds of that shady stuff going on in the background. But yeah, there was a lot of that going on. I was shocked by it. I didn't know there was cloning. I mean, I just thought, well, you know, I'd heard of it, but I didn't think it was so mainstream.
Well, he even talks about a lot of these people have never really died.
Well, see, there's a thing about the Archons, because the Archons could do something with certain people's souls. Like, they could take a member of an elite family when they died and put them into a grandchild or a great-great-grandchild. Okay. And I don't really know how they could do that, but now we only have the Lords of Karma to do that. Because, see, the dark side is gone for that area, so we just have the Lords of Karma directing, the Divine Director.
That's crazy. Well, so tell us a little bit more about the solar system, you know. Give us an update on that.
Well, that's where the really good news is. And, you know, because I have been looking on and off ever since that I could read people's DNA, I've been looking at the solar system. Well, that was one of my big things when I went to God in 2008. And I said, I want to know the truth. I want to know who's living in the solar system. I'm so, you know, every time I turn on the TV, it was some idiot lying about something or other.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't even stand and watch any TV. I couldn't even, you know, even have a few seconds of it on the news or whatever. And so, but what's exciting is a lot of things that are changing. And so I thought, well, it'd be kind of cute to throw together a little update.
Awesome.
And because before I had stated that there were 66 planets with sentient life. You know, people that can read and write, have a colony, you know, get up, make dinner. I don't consider cats or dogs sentient in the same way that a person is, because, you know, a dog's not going to get up and make you a piece of dinner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a level that I go by. And, well, like I said about the sun, they're all happy to stay. And then Venus really hasn't changed that much now. There's still 2 billion people that live inside Venus. And they're beautiful people that live in prosperity, love, and abundance.
Nice.
And, you know, it's almost a galactic society, very similar to an inner Earth, but it won't be a galactic, star nation until the surface is fixed. And the surface has to be fixed, and the solar Elohim are in charge of that. But they're going to change, because Venus used to have oceans, and, well, it looked just like Earth, real similar to Earth. With oceans and, you know, everything,
yeah.
Forests and all that stuff. But there was a great cataclysm, and I think there was actually a couple of them, which I kind of know, just out of my own personal memory that I haven't really taken the time to look.
Right.
But I think when Maldek exploded, you know, that really totally screwed up Mars. And I don't know how, but it was being, and then it was so, because that planet Uranus, it was supposed to have knocked that on its side.
Yeah.
And then some of the inner moons got thrown out, like
right.
Pluto was an inner moon,
exactly.
You know, or one of the moons from the planets. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Even the asteroid belt, Tori, supposedly is Maldek, but
yeah,
I thought it was really cool. Sheldon shared this in my last interview with him, that all of those pieces in the asteroid belt will be unified to recreate Maldek.
That's going to be interesting to learn, because I really, the solar Elohim are incredible. And I don't know if we're going to be able to watch that. I would assume that we probably would be able to,
mm-hmm.
at least maybe on video if we can't, you know, if it's cloudy or whatever. But that's going to be a real big thing. Because, yeah, that brings us, well, we were going to skip, but I have, it is, the asteroid belt is a planet that was exploded. And, uh-oh, are we on went to power again. It's, my God, it's been raining every day here. It's like, and then one of our cities got 8 inches of rain, and when they got, the weatherman said it was 3 months of rain in one day.
Oh, my God.
But it's just, the harp has just been going crazy over here, and it just rains and rains and rains. But, yeah, there's a body in there, but that's further down the list. So, let's go back. And then the Earth is 46 billion people live in Agartha, and 7.8 billion live on the surface.
Interesting.
And you know, everything that I see from heaven and everything that I've seen from the galactics states that also the Earth is going to go through a massive transformation of her surface. And that's to clean it up, because Mother Gaia wants her surface pristine and clear.
Yes.
So no more power plants, no more, you know, industrial waste yards, right. None of that.
Right.
None of that stuff. Now, on our moon, there's been a lot of changes, too, and it's down to 47 permanent staff and a resident staff of about 3,000, which can change. But I don't really know what's going on with the moon, because the moon is basically all big military base. You know, there's stuff on the backside, but most of the military stuff is on the inside. I was in there three times, into three different locations.
Right.
And they're huge rooms. And then when I was there, and then each had, it would look like when you see NASA in a movie.
Yeah.
And there's like a row of 20 guys, and they all have their own little TV set, and they pretend to type and do stuff. That's basically what it was.
Oh, what a trip.
Was two of the rooms were like that, and then the other room that I went in, we had this big ray gun. And this big dinosaur dude with a patch over his eye was shooting it at the girl.
Oh, my God.
And it was just so freaky. And I was just like, oh, my God, what the heck? Like,
so what is that being used and directed towards the Earth, you think?
Well, it was.
Okay.
But see, because that was my question. What percentage of people of the moon have greater than 51% sacred light? Now it's 100%. It was all dark entities. It was the dark cabal was in the moon. Because, you know, the moon was from Maldek.
Yes.
Because they built the moon in, where the moon was built in Anilham, right? Anilham. I would say that's Starmon. Anilthok or Anilham? Anilham. I think the moon was manufactured in the Orion Belt.
Okay.
One of the two stars, which I think it's Anilham.
Interesting.
But Anilthok is the other one.
Huh.
Because Mintaka is also in the over there in the Orion Belt, but Mintaka's amphibian. And the amphibians kind of keep off, and the reptilians kind of, you know, have been from those other couple stars. And, but then up to Mars, which also Mars is loaded with military bases. And, you know, I was kind of disturbed because when I initially did a reading, I think I found like 78%. 78,000 and something, all military, that lived in Mars. And then during one of Sheldon Neidl's classes, I was talking to someone, and I didn't really go back and check out to see who I was talking to, but they were saying, oh, no, you were wrong. You were reading for the moon. There's nobody in Mars. And all this stuff, I thought, well, that's funny, because why, if there was nobody there, why could I connect to him?
Well, not only that, isn't Mars supposed to be, you know, other than the Earth, it's supposed to be the other very difficult place to live, right?
Well, I don't know, because it also has had its atmosphere. Well, it does have some atmosphere, but most of it, too, was stripped, because Mars, too, used to have oceans, and you could almost see where the water was on the planet.
You can.
You need imagination. Yeah. But, you know, I don't, those are our four planets. It's Venus, Earth, Mars, and Pax is what they're going to call Maldek when it's put back together.
Right.
But, yeah, I was really happy. And right away, what came up was that the last Mars residents were the group of CIA agents that got arrested here.
What?
There were 458 of them, and they got arrested at the end of February. But according to Heaven, they were the last residents, was that that team. And so I went to look at them, because the Bellatrix team that Bush and Cheney hired to kill me had 294 in them. But there were 13 main ones, and then the rest were soldiers. But the CIA had 458. But luckily, they're all gone. And so I looked at them, and 12 out of the 458 had some human in their DNA. Whoa. So out of 458 men that worked for the CIA, this specific group, 12 of them had partial human DNA.
Wow.
And the highest percentage was 15%.
Unbelievable.
So it's that group. Isn't that funny? Because I was always saying there's no humans that work for the CIA. And then it came out that the highest percentage of humanism they had was 15%.
Which is nothing.
And then Heaven said that the Galactics are house-sitting Mars now, but the planet's being reconstituted, and all military bases being removed. Occupancy, fall 2017, no surface dwellings. Hmm. And then my question was, I wanted to verify who's doing that, and the answer was the Solar Elohim.
Awesome.
But they've never said anything like that. Occupancy fall 2017. They're telling me that Mars is going to be reconstituted and we can move there permanently if we want in the fall of 2017, if that's what we choose to do.
Which actually makes sense, because a lot of the messages I get and from other people that communicate with me, everybody is being told that the timetable has moved up. That things
be closer?
Yes.
I don't know. I just know what I see.
That's
and
what
then
everybody's
there's
hearing,
a huge,
you know, is that
I hope that's things, true.
Things actually have moved further along than they expected. You know, because they always, you know, if they don't have plan A and that didn't work, they're going to have plan B, C, D, E, F. You know, I mean, they're going to have, like, fail safes all over the place.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot
of
sense.
Well, the bottom line is that Heaven wants this solar system to be lifted up into a galactic frequency, a higher dimension, whatever it is you want to call it, a higher ascension. That's what Heaven wants, and, you know, you're not going to – this is Heaven's universe. That's why I used to tell the reptilians all the time, you know, you're just some stupid lizard, you know, and you think you're going to take over the universe and change all this stuff. I should always say I have the most utmost
respect for galactic lizard.
I love them. But these people come from the sewer. They're from the sewer, and they belong in the sewer. And all they do is rape and murder children. And I hate them. You know what? And they're proud of it, too. I mean, the people like the Bushes and the Cheneys and all these people, they love to kill humans.
Yeah.
I met one of the first times I met Barbara Bush. And I said, you know what? Your favorite pastime is to spray children with depleted uranium and laugh as their faces melt off. I would call that being a horrible monster. I would call that saying that you're one of the most disgusting and vile criminals in the universe. Of course, then JFK was standing behind me, and he was like, I love you. it was so much fun to hang out with him. Sometimes my dad would come in with him.
Well, you know what, Tori?
She don't like to be called a sewer lizard. That's a point. Don't call Barbara Bush a sewer lizard to her face.
Well, think about it. They aren't human.
No, they're not.
They're not human. And that's what everybody – just because that they appear in a human form does not mean that they are actually human. They don't have human DNA. They are vile. They are cannibalistic. They want to eat the flesh and blood, and they love, in particular, the flesh and blood of children, young children.
Yes.
That's their menu. This is real.
It's also
I know
their
it
currency.
Sounds crazy, but it's real.
It's their currency.
Buy
and sell children. If you want to rape a child, just pay $42,000 and go down to DARPA.
Oh, God.
But anyway, let's go back to some good news.
Well, that's awesome. What about did you get anything on Neptune and Pluto? And?
Well, can we just work out?
Go for it. Sure.
Okay, next up is Mars Moon Phobos. And Mars Moon now has a staff of 17 people. They're galactic, and all of them have 100% sacred light, which I don't think is possible in our reality. I really don't. And I've never seen anybody higher than 92.
Yeah.
And those people are like the, you know, the angels of us.
Yeah.
But so when they're 100%, that means they're galactic. So that makes me really happy. Mm-hmm. Now to go back to, because we were talking about the body in the asteroid belt. Okay. What I got was Ceres. Or Ceres, spelled C-E-R-E-S.
Right.
Some people call it a planet, a dwarf planet, a moon, or whatever. I don't care what people call it. and it's in the asteroid belt. Okay, if I understand correctly, because it got a little technical, Ceres was an underground city, like Shambhala, that we have these magical cities in the shell of the Earth, that it was in the shell when it exploded, but they had technology and force fields and kept it intact.
Whoa.
And now 131,000 people live there.
Whoa.
And it's a mixed colony, and then all of a sudden 17% amphibian came out. So of the 131,000 people that are living in this body in the asteroid belt,
it's a trip.
17% of them are amphibian. Why didn't I look? I don't know, because I kept going on. And then we go to Jupiter, because Io's next, and Io's the best one. But Jupiter, because you know what? Jupiter is very scary to me. When I used to do outer body, the winds out there on those big planets, they blow at like 1,000 miles an hour. Wow. And it's really scary. I mean, you get up there, even if you're in your astral body, it's just like, you know what I mean? It's just a lot.
So cool.
And so I thought, well, who lives there? And Jupiter only has one resident. And she's a female embodiment, or the soul of the planet. But she cares for the entire system. Like, so she looks out, I think there's like 60-something moons for Jupiter now.
What?
And so she kind of looks out for all of them and takes care of them. But she was like Mother Earth or Mother Gaia, you know, in a female embodiment. That's the soul of Jupiter. Okay.
So cool.
And then out like a big blast, it was like, Io says hello, Galactic Connection.
That's so cool.
And, but Io is, orbiting Jupiter and says hello. And they're very happy out there. They have a population of 300,000 people. But I thought that was really cool that they said hello.
That is so neat. And now 300,000 people, that doesn't seem like a lot. Are they humanoid?
It's not, actually. It's just like a suburbanite town nearby here in Indiana.
Yeah.
That, some of these planets only have a couple people on them. Well, look at Phobos. What was this, 17?
Yeah. So part of that is because the Allied forces have been cleaning house, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them. See, what I'm told now is there's 32 planets now with sentient life, not 66.
Interesting.
So most of the dark entities were, because that's the thing. You have to either move into the light or you have to leave.
They don't have.
And Heavens told me that over and over. You have to have 51% sacred light in your DNA to get to the new Earth.
Mm.
And if you don't have that, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but it just sounds like there's going to be a split. I think Dolores Cannon used to talk about that all the time.
Yeah, she did.
That she would say that people were going to go to a dark planet with no soul and to work out their karma, but it didn't look good for them because it would probably take them, years to even want to develop their karma. But I guess we don't have to go through the rest of it. But Europa has 4,217 people, and they're mostly a scientific staff. Ganymede has 476, and it's a mixed crowd. And so some of these places really don't. I think what's going on is a lot of, science experiments. But, see, a lot of this is new because they just kicked out the dark, and now it's the new people setting up camp or whatever, cleaning house.
Now,
I really don't know what they're doing.
What did you call the last planet? You said Europa, and what was after Europa?
Ganymede.
Ganymede. Okay.
It's with Jupiter.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
It's spelled Ganymede.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And then I kind of skipped out because I caught my attention because for some reason now Pluto has zero population.
Wow.
So I don't know what happened. Either maybe it was all dark. I'm not really sure. But they're going to do something before people move in. So I don't know if they're going to fumigate or put up some tents or whatever they're going to do. But then the people aren't moving into Pluto until they do something. But I don't know what that is. And then there's also Eris out there. Eris is also, but the Eris has a lot bigger, a population of 17,000. And it's also a mixed community. But I would say about Saturn, because Saturn is where all the non-physical archons live, the non-physical insectians.
Yes.
They're gone. They're going to pull up Saturn, population zero.
Hey. Now that is a huge thing to celebrate.
Yes. They were the most
vulnerable. Besides all the other planets and moons that they've cleared the dark, but that was probably one of their biggest
accomplishments. Yeah. I wonder how many, what quantity of DNA, there's millions. They had 57 million. Wow. That were there, so...
57
million? And then as soon as I found this out, I started bouncing off the walls, and I said, now, wait a minute. If the solar system is clear and stable, that means the millions and millions of ships that have been out here doing all this work and all this stuff done now only have one focus, and that one focus is Earth. And if we're down to 94%, so we got 6% of dark entities to clear, and we'll be done. So...
Okay, you know what? I just have to say this. Like, all of us really, really should take the time to send thanks and gratitude. I mean, seriously. We're all struggling. We're down here on the ground. We're dealing with all the BS, you know, of either being psychically attacked. And what I'm noticing now, I want to make an announcement. This is fascinating, by the way. Because of the three systems that we now have, which are, it's like an intuitive technology, and it's based on quantum physics, and what it does is it allows us to collapse the wave of whatever's dissonant frequency, okay? And it's very effective. And what we're doing is we're finding that they unleashed and they let go, and it was about 10 days ago, the demons.
Wow.
And they let them all go on the planet. This is even prophecy, by the way, which I don't really follow that, but I was told that. And I thought to myself, well, I want to go see, right? So I went in and I started scanning people, and sure enough, there wasn't one person. And we had scanned people before this time, and it didn't show up. And we scanned them after that time, and everybody had demonic spirits attached not to themselves, but to their organs.
Wow.
So I wanted everyone to know, if you're like suddenly having bouts of, I'm going to get clinical here, like diarrhea, or you're starting to have really severe stabbing pains, or you've got old stuff coming back up, like digestive issues, heart conditions, asthma, you know, just all that stuff, and it seems to be having to have been accelerated or whatever, it's, in my opinion, temporary. It's a demonic influence, and I just want everybody to have a heads up on that. Don't get freaked out. It's just part of, this is all they have left, folks. This is it. They seriously are that desperate.
But see, that's where they attach. That's when it comes in to do the stuff that I've been enjoying for years. I invoke the glory of Christ to illuminate my mind, body, and soul. And immediately, you're going to get disattach them. And I invoke the sacred fire to set all the intruders ablaze. And as soon as you do that, heaven's going to set them all on fire. They're going to freak out and leave.
Yeah.
So it's not like our level of helplessness is down to just maybe 1 or 2% compared to what it was before.
Thank you for saying this.
It's just almost over.
It's so important because you know where we're at right now? Where we are right now is we have to start remembering how powerful we really are. And when we do step into our power, we need to do it with responsible action. Like, you know, when we're taking action, we have to really recognize how powerful we are because we don't have all these impediments, and we're not used to that. We're not used to it.
Yeah. I wish I could show you the sunset.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you can see.
Let's see. Oh, look at the lake, you guys. That is so beautiful.
It doesn't look as dark now, right?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's bright.
It's pretty. Gee, I think everybody that's looking at this is going, man, I'd like to live in a place like that.
Indiana has a region called the Lakes Region. And I don't know, there must be like 1,000 lakes. And, you know, that's why I wanted to sit here to get some good energy in. But, you know, like we started, it was so bright. And the funny thing is, the sun has hardly shone for days. It's completely, the other day I woke up, it looked like January. And the lake was white, the air was white, the sky was white. It was just, everything was white.
It's been that way here, too. It just started having blue skies like in the last 2 days. I mean, it's been very, very overcast. Now, I do want to bring up something near and dear to your heart, which is the child sacrificing. And I wanted to ask you about this. Did you hear about Archbishop John Nienstedt's? I think this is a big deal because it's kind of in your area. It's in Minnesota. It's not that far from you. And it says that he has finally been nailed. Now, what happened was they kept getting all these complaints about sexual abuse from the priests in this area. And this archbishop just kept kind of, oh, you know, it'll take care of itself. And it was the typical thing where, you know, they have the power to ignore it and they don't. And what did Kevin Annette say? I forgot what he calls it. Solicitonis. Can't think of the name. And where, you know, it's just an automatic assumption that you never admit to it. And the church automatically is responsible for covering it up. Like, that's just part of their policy and doctrine. And I guess he did this for a long time. And it said a task force was finally appointed to investigate the confirmed negligence on the part of the archdiocese for ignoring all of these complaints. And it says around the same time, he faced allegations of his own inappropriate sexual conduct. Now get this, Tori, this is big. He rejected calls for his resignation, and less than 2 weeks later, because of charges, he finally stepped down. Now that just went down.
What was his name?
That just went down yesterday, everybody.
What's his name?
His name is Archbishop John Nienstedt. It's Nienstedt. And for
the first thing that came up to me was 126 kids.
Oh my God. And what Kevin has told me is that Minnesota is one of the worst areas. And they're very protected by the church. So this, in my opinion, is a big deal because of the location.
I think that it's everywhere. In fact, I'm so jaded and bitter, I've really started to believe that like virtually everybody is raping kids. And I know that's not true, you know, because we're not. But you know what I mean? It just seems like the more it goes on, it just seems like people don't care or whatever. But Cargill is in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And when the Insectians left, because the Insectians would handle the processing of the bodies of the children. Well, when they left, then they were shipping. They were still processing the bodies of the children in the same way. They turned them into this like chemical mix. And then they were sending it to a Cargill plant in Minnesota where they were putting it in the food and the hamburgers. So they were, well, there were 68 children. I forget what there was, how many there were in the other.
And
I think
there
was a couple times it was just one or two children. But yeah, that's in Minnesota. There's
I wanted to know, just not to interrupt, but I got to throw this out there because you brought it up. Do you know yesterday an article came out? There are like a slew of McDonald's restaurants shutting down.
Yeah, they're losing a lot of money. They're losing a lot of money. And did you see where, I think it was in Sweden, where they took a picture that they put the last meal served by McDonald's and put it in a museum and took a picture of it? And the picture and the food have not changed.
Oh,
it's been
God.
Sitting there for like 10 or 15 years, and the little McDonald's Happy Meal still looks exactly the same as the picture 15 years ago.
It's like, what is say? It? What is it?
Just a pile of chemicals, I guess.
Well, I think that's really big news. Now, another thing that I wanted to share was, it says former papal nuncio, get this guy's name, Joseph Wesolowski, Wesolowski. It says he will be tried by the Vatican's criminal court for sexual abuse of minors and for possession of child pornography. Now, the red flag is being tried by the Vatican court, which means he won't get tried, really. It'll just be a stage performance. But it says the Vatican has said that Pope Francis wishes to address justly and rigorously, but It says, Federico Lombardi, who's the director of the Holy See Press Office, said last year that from the very first moments that this case was made known to them, they moved without delay and correctly in light of the fact that the former nuncio Wieselowski or Wieselowski held the position of a diplomatic representative of the Holy See. Well, they're getting nervous, Tori, because there's just too much of this going on, and there are more and more people stepping up. There's more and more websites popping up. There's more and more pressure being put on the churches to not accept, oh, you know, we're just going to brush it under the rug, and, oh, we'll just move this priest from, you know, this diocese to over to this one. You know, people are not willing to accept it anymore. And it just feels to me like things are really starting to increase in activity to bring them down.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it has a lot to do with the vibration. You know what I mean? That you can't lie in the light. You can't be fake in the light.
I think
and
so.
And there's a lot of people finding that out. You know, it's just the vibrations have changed so much.
Well, and I also heard from Kevin that there have been some very, very rigorous task forces who have been assigned just to do this. And, you know, within the government, and they're doing really well. They're making a lot of busts. Now, a lot of this is not making media, unfortunately, because everybody's so tied in with the Vatican, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to share that because here's another one in New Zealand. And it says a group of Australian bishops have emphasized Cardinal George Pell's record of leadership against clergy sexual abuse following critical news broadcasts and comments. He's a man of integrity. Okay? This is what they're saying. They said the cardinal was one of the first bishops to implement a comprehensive response to investigate alleged sex abuse by Catholic clergy and to help abuse victims. Well, my point to reading this is they're finally starting to respond. They aren't so arrogant to just say, oh, I don't have to respond, like they've done all the time that they've been existent.
Yeah.
They're really starting to get, you know, take some action on and respond to these things. So I wanted to share that with you.
That's good.
But
yeah, it sounds promising. Definitely sounds promising.
Well, and then the other thing I wanted to go over with you was the presidential candidates.
Okay. And I don't know how much time we have, but
we have about 15 minutes, and I wanted to ask you because I made a list of all the people that are claiming that they're going to run for president, and I thought the ones in particular that really stood out was, well, first of all, Hillary Clinton. I know you just think she's disgusting. I know.
Yeah,
you've said she's killed a whole bunch of kids, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody has.
Okay.
Laura Bush, Barbara Bush, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton. They've all murdered children in this the MyLab child trafficking operations. And the reason that they do that is because they were rewarded for that by the dark side. The Dracos, Lucifer, Satan, Baphomet, Anu, there was Maldek, Marduk. There were a whole bunch of Dracos that were here, 1,738 of them. Lucifer and Satan were these type of beings. They're from Alpha Draconis, and they were basically Draco reptilians.
Wow.
Okay. Now, they don't. What they would do is they would kill the child either by choking the child to death during rape, or they would drive a knife through the heart. That's the way Hillary Clinton's murdered all her children. Was a knife through the heart. Michelle Obama, too. But each of them have murdered four. And, but what they would do is, like in that movie Eyes Wide Shut, kill the child specifically for Lucifer or Satan, or just the dark group in general, just either for protection from karma, or for money, or for acting jobs, or whatever. And everybody's doing it. I mean, everybody's doing it. In the Pentagon, the military, banks, bankers, oh my God, they're one of the worst groups. Corporate executives, you know, because corporate executives make $100 million a year, and they've got everybody in their life kissing their butt. And so what happens is these people develop this God complex in their head. And when they get to the point where, that's why they get addicted to killing the children, because it's a power trip that they think that they will never be punished for. And look how it's going. Like George Bush Sr. has raped and murdered over 500 children. Jeb Bush just raped and murdered a child last week in Dallas. She was a 5-year-old girl named Rosa. ICE is who brought her to Dallas. It used to be called something else, but now I think ICE is the immigration something. I forget what it stands for. But they all do it. And the fact is, and then they know, most of them know that Satan and Lucifer are gone. Because all 1,738 of those Dracos were arrested and sent into the light. They're all gone. And after, there was a group of 300,000 reptilians. Yeah, they were either, I don't know exactly all the details, but they were the ones that were attached full-time to the elite, like the Obamas, the Clintons. They all had these entities attached to them,
yes.
too.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, because they're basically all soulless monsters. They couldn't care less. I mean, Hillary Clinton would murder a 2-year-old child if, you know, wanted to get her hamburger faster. You know what I mean? It's like they'd kill for the stupidest reasons.
What a trip.
And, well, it's just like breathing to them. Killing human children is like breathing to them. They just love it. They're addicted to it. But they would all do this. So, you know, he's running for president, so he's had to murder another child. That was his 113th child that he raped and murdered. He's raped 87 more. And I know this, and I have a strong connection to Jeb Bush because he raped me several times. So did W, so did his father. But anyway, let's look at some good stuff. You know what? There's three humans I found. I don't know how many people are running for president, but
there's
I found
a lot. I have humans. Quite a few here.
I found three humans running for president. I have a list that looks like, well, 3, 6, 9. Looks like I got about 10 or 12 on each page.
Okay.
But Skip Andrews has 64% sacred light.
Wow.
Okay. And everybody else is down, like 32%. Gary Bowers, 42%.
What about Donald Trump? He's running.
Donald Trump is what percentage? He's 37% reptilian. I call him the blowhard. He's like one of those that are along for the ride. He doesn't. I don't think he's murdered a child.
That's good.
One. Okay. What I'm getting now is that he's only murdered one child. Some of them are nicer than others. But
what about Rand Paul?
A lot of these people.
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul is one that I like somewhat.
Okay.
He has 144 strands activated and 58% sacred light. He's only 12% reptilian.
Wow.
But at 58% light, he's far better than most of them. Most of them have zero. Like Rick Perry from Texas, zero. He's involved in some kind of a murder. He's 12% reptilian. Marco Rubio from Florida, he's involved in child trafficking. He's also a war criminal, 0% sacred light. Rick Santorum, he's a pedophile from Pennsylvania, 0% sacred light. He's heavily involved in child rape and child trafficking. He's killed 7 children and raped 17.
What about Mike Huckabee?
Huckabee, yeah, he's got at 37% sacred light because of his war crimes. Wait, where did he go? Negative intent and his support of war crimes, 37%. He's a Luciferian. There's some other guy named Chris Hill, 0%. He's involved in war crimes, and he's involved in the killing of several innocent people. He's 32% reptilian. Lindsey Graham, 0%, 38% reptilian. He's a heavy war criminal. That's why he has no sacred light. Here's a couple more Luciferians, Mark Everest, Carly Fiona.
Yeah, Carly Fiona, she was she's a Hewlett-Packard CEO, I think, right?
I don't know, but what I got is she's 56% reptilian, has 156 strands activated, and 37% sacred light. So she's got the Satanist Luciferian level of light in her system.
What about Ben Carson? He was a neurosurgeon, never run for president before. Did you see him?
I might not have him.
I thought he might be a potential candidate.
But here, I could probably... What's his name?
His name is Ben Carson. He's never run, and he's a neurosurgeon.
I'm getting his 12 strands activated. 58% sacred light.
Ah, there we go. So we have a couple of people. Interesting. Did you see Ted Cruz? I'm sure he's like, he's out of Texas, so he's probably scary.
That's who?
Ted Cruz.
Because we have somebody from Indiana, Cruz.
Well, you know what's interesting
Ted Cruz, I just mentioned him.
Ted Cruz has dual citizenship to Canada. Isn't that interesting?
Just give a second here. Oh, yeah, here's another page.
Well, what about Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, Ted Cruz, here we go, 156-0.
0%.
He's involved. He's raped kids in my lab, raped and murdered kids in my lab. Ted Cruz. And here's what Chris Christie, he's involved not with child trafficking or human sacrifice, but he's also involved in killing a bunch of people. He has a 0% sacred light because he's somehow in some kind of like mob type of killings.
Okay.
That he's involved in, like, ordered the hits of these three people or what. I don't know the details. And
Bernie Sanders. You got to tell me about Bernie Sanders, because he gets a lot of publicity with the alternative media.
And wasn't he? Is he the one that went independent?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was Democrat and he lost the primary, so he went independent and won. Okay, Bernie Sanders.
And he seems to have done some decent things, but you know that remains to be seen. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, he's hard to lock on to.
And then Martin O'Malley. He's a former North Dakota governor. I thought that would be interesting. But you've covered pretty much everybody else I had written down.
I have 156-37 for him.
Martin O'Malley?
Yeah, which is the Luciferian.
Yeah.
But also, when people join the military now, their sacred light will drop dramatically and go right to 37% because the military is Luciferian now. The United States military at some point decided they wanted to, you know, they went through, remember that process, and they were kicking out anything to do with God and trust. They started getting rid of all that stuff and almost anybody who joins the military now immediately loses all their sacred light. Because they don't do anything good. All they do is commit war crimes.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Bernie Sanders, I'm getting 156-37 too.
37. Okay.
Same thing. It's just they're all there because you know what? The only people, there was a woman named Cynthia McKinney, and she spoke out about the Bush-Iraq war crime. And the Afghanistanian war crime, immediately she was out of the system. I think she was from Georgia, a congressman from Georgia. I'm not sure. I think it was from Georgia. But anyway, she called what he did a war crime.
Mm.
And she was not a – because you know what? All the voting in this country is rigged. So they already choose people.
Right.
And they've admitted that. Dick Cheney's admitted – he already says, well, we've already chosen the winner.
Yeah.
You know, in the primaries or whatever, so.
Yeah, their pompacity never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
So basically, with what you've scanned, the best ones so far are Ben Carson and Rand Paul.
Well, there's Skip Andrews.
And Skip Andrews.
And John Dummett. Ben Carson is also over 50%.
Right.
Rand Paul's over 50%. There's a guy named Brian Russell at 52%.
These must be freshman kind of people, right? They're not.
Because a lot of these people I've never heard.
I've never even heard of some of these people.
That's right, because I had three pages of them, I guess. Oh, well, and then Michael. Did you say Michael? Was it Michael Kincaid?
I was talking about Martin O'Malley. I don't have a Michael Kincaid here.
Okay, because he was right under here. Bobby Jindal, he's back at 0%. War crimes.
So, Tori, would you be willing to send me over that and I'll post it on my website?
The candidates?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have to clean it up a little bit and retype it.
Just, I think everybody would appreciate that. I mean, you've already done the work on it. Why not, you know, help everybody at least have a heads up?
Okay. I want to take a good look at it, too, because before I accuse somebody of raping and murdering a child, I want to make sure that, you know, it's true.
Well, I tell you what, everybody, thank you for hanging in there with Tori and I. He's become a very dear friend of mine, and I can't begin to tell you how much I'm so happy to see you healthy again. Seriously. I was very worried about him, guys. But I was told not to say anything. I was a good girl. I didn't put it out there. I wanted to blast it to the world. And he's like, no, don't tell everybody. But anyway, I know the world is just so happy to see that you've kind of resurfaced. And I think people will be pleased to just, you know, be able to listen to this interview and hear that you're back in the mend. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into the swing of DNA readings. It's been very, very difficult to read. Yeah, I sit down and I immediately go blank.
And you know what? You just need some TLC and some R&R, seriously, after all that you've gone through. So please, once again, be patient with Tori. Right now he's not doing readings. He needs to take care of himself. And just give him some space, guys. You know, whoever's calling him, emailing him, whatever, just chill out for a little while and let him be, because he needs it. So anyway, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Tori for coming on today. It was great to see you. And sending everybody lots of love. Hang in there and stand strong and know that you have been participating in this incredible victory that's coming forth. Just know that every day of your life, don't listen to anything else. Yes, there are some serious things that we need to address, but you know what? We're united, and we will be victorious. We are victorious. So don't forget to, once again, check out our website, check out our world-renowned implant removal service, and all the other cool galactic essences that I have up there. I'm about to release a whole new, by the way, galactic essence line, especially for the healers. I think you'll love it. I've been working so hard lately. Yeah. So anyway, lots of love, blessings to everyone, and you guys hang in there, and we will talk to you next week. Take care, Tori.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.